The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this beautiful Saturday, March the 19th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey. And Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Now, I know over the last couple of weeks, you people out there have been hearing these commercials, and I just want to go ahead and exemplify the talent within, that's hidden within, the treasures that are within. Because we need to be found out, Jake.
Yes.
I mean,
multilingual.
People need to know that we are in the know. So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the intro all over again in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, gibberish, and we'll even throw in a little jive for you just to kind of, you know, step out for you, because I want to show you how much I really care about the American people and the American system. So, firstly, I'll give it to you in Chinese. Now, my voice might sound just a little bit different, but it's okay.
You kind of have to do that to change to the language.
Yeah, okay. Now, just hang on a second.
我是胡锦涛,翟志刚同志,刘伯明同志,金海鹏同志,你们辛苦了,我代表...
Now, if you pay attention closely, you can hear me saying hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It sounds like I'm kind of stuck, but it's the Chinese tongue.
Yeah.
Now, folks, let me jump over to the other side, the Japanese tongue. So... Yes.
You're
yes.
A master linguist.
And by the way, I wasn't laughing there. And folks, what I just said in Japanese is, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. And then I went, aha, aha. So let's go ahead and jump from Chinese, Japanese. Now let's go to the Spanish tongue, shall we? Mm-hmm. Folks, the Spanish tongue.
Tu español es muy bien. Yo hablo español también, pero tu español es muy mejor que mío.
Now, it sounded like I had a little bit of an attitude there. But really what I was saying is, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists. And then what happened is this dog came into the studio here, and it's like,
yeah.
Get out of here, dude.
So
that's why I started getting a little bit of an attitude. Now, let's go from Chinese, Japanese, Spanish to, let's go to the gibberish tongue. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a gibberish tongue, which is an offspring of the Aborigine tongue. Now, you folks, for those that just tuned in, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty. We're just exemplifying the talents within. So now I'm going to give it to you in gibberish. And if you hang on long enough, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you in jive. But let's go with the gibberish one here real quick. Now, folks, I wasn't stuck again. You know, now that's an offspring of Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars. And I don't know, for those that didn't know, that Jabba the Hutt really was, you know, as a matter of fact, here, I'll do it for you. Jabba the Hutt tongue, here we go.
Ooh. Ha 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 ha. She wa ha hoo ya. She wa ha. Ha 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 ha. Ooh,
he sounds really happy.
No, I was.
That's a happy
tongue. Well, he's a jolly guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing jolly. That I'm so fit and cut?
Yes.
And Jabba the Hutt's a big roly-poly kind of a guy. Yeah. I mean, the guy gets any fatter. I mean, he's the kind of guy that would go into a bakery and he just ask him if he wanted a cup of coffee to go with his rolls. You get it. Yeah. Okay. Now, one more tongue for you folks. And this one's jive. This one's kind of hard, but I'm going to give you the intro to the Sons of Liberty in jive. So, this one's kind of tough, but I'll work it. I got to kind of concentrate on this one. Okay.
Bet, babe, slide a piece of the porter, drink, side, run the job.
I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
What it is, big mama, my mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cutty say can't hang.
Now, folks, I mean, I'll do that one more time, but what I'm saying, folks, is I'm giving you the intro. I'm saying in jive, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Now, talking to the enemy, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, they probably have their own websites up right now just completely flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably... Those guys are astonishing. Maybe we're giving some terroristic code to foreign countries. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, what do you think?
That's intense.
So we'll try it one more time. This is in Jive America. This is the last time during this show I'm going to say the intro just for you, and I'm going to give it to you in Jive.
Bet, babe, slide a piece of the porter, drink, side, run the job.
I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
What it is, big mama, my mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cutty say can't hang.
Now, what people are probably trying to figure out at that point is, what is he saying? Or the other group of people over here thinking that guy is one talented jive talker.
A master linguist.
Serious. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about it is I sound a little different through each category. Yeah,
that's
I
even more impressive.
Each native tongue, but it's all there. Folks, by the way, too, and on a serious note, again, if you want to be a part of the show, because I know you want to be a part of the show, the number, again, is 1-866-233-0747. If you have a different sort of tongue and you want to kind of up me, come on, bring it in, man.
Bring it in.
Right now is the time.
What are you waiting for? Let's go.
1-866-233-0747. Now, one more time, okay?
Yep.
Come on.
Let's do it one more time.
Yeah, no, I think what they're thinking right now, Jake, is I'm an angry elf.
I'm going to do it.
I'm not an angry elf, man.
No.
Just don't call me that again.
I don't want to feel vulnerable.
Come on, we want you to give it a shake, folks. Up us. Go ahead and up the ante, folks, huh? Give it the lit and I'll touch. Just show everybody what you got. Folks, one more thing on a serious note. If you would like to go to Bradley Dean Facebook, please go there. Bradley Dean, and I want to tell you this, I only accept normal folks. Now, that probably sounds like an oxymoron, but I think we kind of do that. Well, you're a walking contradiction, Ben Franklin said to Thomas Jefferson. Well, who is a walking contradiction? Does it matter? No, it doesn't. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We're all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more. But that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner. Or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Sounds jive.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have Bradley and Jake with you. You know what's interesting? This week we were driving up and down the highway here, because that's usually where we drive, is on the highway. And you know how it's melting in the state of Minnesota here, and it's real slushy. It's not a wise thing to be on the lakes anymore. But you always notice there's going to be some fool sitting out there in the middle of the lake with his vehicle out there.
He's going to get the last walleye.
Oh, he's... Yeah, as he loses his life in the process, right? So yesterday we're driving home, and I look to my right, and there is the biggest dummy in the state of Minnesota with the two front tires of his van. He's probably about 300 yards out in the middle of the lake.
His
two front tires are in the water. It's like, what is it that you need to understand, dude? The sun kicks off heat that melts
That's ice
that turns into water, and you're going to go out there and tempt God by driving across that slush because it's not ice anymore. And I just looked at him and I said, Stephanie, my wife, I said, those people, I'm not being mean, cruel, unkind, or uncompassionate. I'm just tired of idiotic individuals doing stupid things. And by the way, the police must as well. Just recently, you had some guys out there on the lake having a good time. They fall through the ice. The cops come out. They save the people that were so foolish as to go out there and tempt God in the first place. They fall in the water. They about lose their lives. And so did the cops in the pursuit of the rescue. And you know what the chief of the police did? He did the right thing. He said, you know what? We're charging them for everything. I mean, money.
Yeah.
You're paying for this, and you're paying for that, and you're paying for this. And he just said the same thing. These people have got to be the biggest idiots known to mankind. I just thought I would share. What does it take for people to use some common sense? What are all those warning signs around those lakes for? Don't go out there when it's thin ice. Sounds like the Ten Commandments, doesn't it, Jake?
That's right.
By them thy servant is warned.
Yeah.
But these people are out there having fun, and then they get out of their van when their two tires are stuck in the water, and they look down like, geez, what's going
what
on?
What happened?
What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this lake?
Why am I the only one out here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't see land from to the east, to the south, to the north, or to the west. Why am I the only one out there?
This stupid van. What's wrong with this van?
Jeez.
Man. Dumb tires.
Folks, again, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. For those that don't quite know who we are and you're new listeners, please do understand that we've been on nationwide public radio for over 8 years. We do public speaking. I've done over 331 high schools. Jake does high schools, as do we both, colleges, festivals, prisons, churches, tea parties, house churches, whatever the case is, we'll go. It doesn't matter. We're not about fame. We're not about the jing. We're about getting out there and being spent on the people for the purposes of heaven on this earth for the glorification of His Son, Jesus Christ. We also use our national, international band called Junkyard Prophet, ranked number 2 in the country. Number 2 because we didn't bow to the money, because once you take on the label offers, guess what they say to you? You have to do this, you have to do this, and you have to do that. And we said, no, we're not, no, we're not, no, we're not. We're going to the young people of our country. And speaking of which, it's interesting because I don't know. You know, like that dummy out on the ice? They just don't understand what's going on out there. I continuously bring this up on the radio that, folks, if we forget our young people today, keep in mind that next generation, they're going to be your rulers. I don't know. And everybody, especially on conservative radio throughout the land, they keep dogging on this guy named Obama, Barry Obama. They call him the president of these United States. You know, it's interesting that that dumb president, Barry Obama, has enough common sense to go to guess who? For his voters, folks. We try to tell the older people this time and time and time and time again. We need support. We need help so we can reach the next generation, because they're going to be our rulers over the next generation. Let's not forget them. Let us not forget that field. Let's not forget to sow into that field so we can reap a harvest so they respect us, folks, especially to the older generation. But what does the older generation say? You know, we got our own thing going. We got our own thing going. You know, my point is this. As you forget that generation, keep in mind that bad guy in office, he has enough common sense to go to guess who, folks? He's going to the colleges to receive what? New voters between the ages of, guess what? 18 and 29 years old. Why is it that the President of the United States has enough common sense to go to the right people, but you can't get the conservatives out of their old traditions? And tradition means attached to their old customs. They're trying to get their little meetings here and their little meetings here and their little meetings here. And, you know, they're so busy, they just don't bring any forth. They don't bring forth any fruit.
It's too busy to get anything done.
I don't get it, Jake. Am I missing something? That dummy in office that everybody's capping on in conservative radio has enough common sense to go to the right people so he can get reelected. And what is the right doing? Well, I don't want to tell you what they're doing. They got their heads where the sun don't shine. They got their heads in the dirt like a bunch of ostriches. It's like, wake up, folks. I mean, folks act like the young are the cursed ones. Yet it's the older generations that are cursing the young by ignoring them.
Yeah. There's no other way to explain this. I mean, how many times, like you said in the very beginning of the show, how many times do we got to bring this across? You don't reach the next generation, you got nothing.
And when you're talking to people up there, Jake, what are you doing? You're dealing with the problem. Folks, let's just call an ace for an ace, okay? Let's call it black for black and white for white. You know who the problem is? They're right in front of your face. And if you're waiting for them to come up with something new, they're not doing the new thing. They're doing the same old things, and they're getting the same old results because they're looking the wrong direction. They think it's just going to be another meeting, another coffee meeting, another dinner, another banquet. No. What it comes to is you have to get to the young people that are willing to get out there and do the stuff and spread the message.
And you also see, too, with these type of settings that you're talking about, another dinner, another coffee dinner, it's not really about reaching people. It's about them. I can get to go to another dinner with so-and-so. I get to go to another coffee meeting with so-and-so, and that's as far as it looks for them or an organization or even for a political party. How good do we look? But the fact is we're eating the fruit of what we lacked to sow to this last generation. But these guys are identifying where they need to go.
Yeah.
Go pick up where those others left off and turn their backs on.
A recent poll commissioned by the O'Leary Report and conducted by Zogby International found that 46% of young voters would vote for President Obama today. Did you hear me? Well, 42% would elect someone new. On the other hand, only 38% of older voters age 65 plus would re-elect Obama, and 57% would prefer someone new.
I think that shows two things. Number one, it shows responsibility. These kids will go elect Obama because it's pop culture. But I also heard a statistic that after kids get out of school and they start to get on the job hunt and they start to make an income and become self-sufficient, this also shows how we've spoiled our kids and given them everything, and in turn we've given them absolutely nothing. Once they start going on the job hunt and they start getting a salary, then they start to vote more conservative. They start to go against their liberal upbringing and what was pop culture cool. So what I'm saying is once a person gets responsibility, you're giving age groups. Most of the age groups of the people are the responsible ones that own homes, they own cars, they have families, they want small government, they want it out of their lives. Yeah. Now they're starting to say, wait a second, we just got duped in.
Now you see in the correlation between the tyrants in White House and the education system, folks. Bring
they
them together.
Right.
You have to what? You have to re-educate them in public schools so you can go to them and win them. Just like, what was that guy's name back in the 30s? What did he call his youth?
He liked the textbooks.
Hitler's youth. Isn't that the guy that went for the education system, and then he had something called the Hitler's youth?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that guy have enough common sense to outwit those that should have knew better?
Yep.
It just shows the stupidity of those that should know better, and what they tolerate really shows their ignorance.
Yep.
Wisdom is justified by her children, and I'm telling you what, this president, folks, is aiming for the collegiate age because he knows he can win them while the right's over there playing with their old 65, 70, 75-year-old men that don't have a care for the young.
That's right, and it shows their selfishness, too. So this is really a disrespect and a check put back on them, and a legitimate one. You're being selfish in your own lives, your own boats, your own retirement, worrying about all of that and not sowing into the next generation. Don't mean to beat a dead horse, but you can't complain about what
it
you,
ain't a dead
your
horse.
Action
the dead horse
brought.
Is who you're talking to right and now that better wake up and realize you better get to the right harvest fields, folks, because for the most part, all across the country, you're doing nothing but talking when you should be reaching in to the younger generations to win them. So you know what? In some cases, hopefully, maybe they'll have some respect for you someday where they'll really believe what you have to say and follow you.
And the only way that somebody won't do that to reach in is, again, it's point blank, it's selfishness. It's about you. It's not about the betterment of the country. So quit blowing all of those cute Q words that you use. Really reach out. You have to.
I'm going to come back. You're going to be talking to the pastor that broke it open in the Senate in the state of Minnesota here. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Come today.
Today's chaplain is Pastor Dennis Campbell from Granite City Baptist Church in St. Cloud. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for this opportunity. I just want to take an opportunity to say thank you for your service and sacrifice and let you know that every Sunday morning we do publicly pray for our in the federal, state, and local levels. We pray for you. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you, we thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you for your greatness and your power. We know the heavens declare the glory of God. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to show reverence to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Word of God today. We ask your divine guidance upon this assembly. Give them wisdom, help them to realize that they are ministers of God as well as ministers for the people. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to recognize that there are many problems that we have in our culture, in our state, in our nation. And Father, there are many sins that we're concerned about. And we need to be willing to turn from sin and turn to you. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us to fill our spirits with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God. Help us to realize that the solution to our problems are found in truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, that if we are willing to turn from our sins, that you will bring blessing. If my people, which are called my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We want to see our land healed. And it can be healed if we turn to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Senator Bonoff. Madam President, point of personal privilege.
Amen. Today on the Sons of Liberty, we have Mr. Dennis Campbell from Granite City Baptist Church.
Well, Dick, we wanted to hear what happened there.
We're actually going to bring that up here right now as we're talking.
Okay.
So, Mr. Campbell, how are you today, sir?
Very good.
Fantastic. Well, we heard your prayer on there, and I'm just reminded of John Witherspoon, who's actually personally responsible for educating many of our constitutional signers and framers, one being James Madison. He said a patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion. And the reason I bring this up, folks, is because some people would compartmentalize pastors from those who serve in public office, but we need to realize that God ordained both jurisdictions, and even in Romans 13, it describes civil rulers as jurisdictions, as somebody who is ordained by God, just along with pastors and ministers in our community. He said he must oppose profanity and immorality, and I heard you talking about both of those in your prayer, of every kind. He must not be an enemy of God. If so, he was an enemy to his country. Thank you very much, Pastor Campbell, for being a friend to your country, a best friend, a prophet, if you will, by stepping inside of the session of the Minnesota State Legislature, Senate, and giving that prayer. What happened after you gave that prayer, Pastor Campbell?
After the prayer, of course, we were ushered out to the back room there, and I had one or two people that opposed the prayer.
That's right.
And they were both Jewish folks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I said, you know, I want you to know that as Christians, we really love the Jews. And he made a comment that they weren't interested in our love so much as respect. But, you know, we weren't seeking to offend anybody, but seeking to show respect to Jesus Christ,
That's
our
right.
Creator, Redeemer, and Savior, and one day our Judge. And we know the founders of the Constitution were very supportive of Jesus Christ and the Bible.
I just gave you a quote by one of the framers. Mr. Witherspoon was a minister, and he mandated that people that attended his college go to religious services every day, that religion being the Puritan religion of Christ, Christianity.
That's just one of many.
And
Absolutely.
Folks, I listened to that prayer through, Mr. Campbell. It was anointed, and it was said the way that a pastor should say. You should not gainsay. We talked about earlier, there was a humorist, an actor, who talked about how it's easy to find a whole bunch of folks, recruit them into our army that have nerve, but yet how easy is it to find one person that serves in office with backbone that will stand for what those boys in nerve that have nerve are standing for when they risk their lives? And I just appreciate, coming from a pastor's point of view, a man of God that can step into that house and say, we both honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If that does happen to offend, as you said, apparently it did happen to offend a couple people, that's their own offense. We need to be in agreement with the God of heaven that gave us this country and that ensures our liberties, and that's the very purpose of civil government. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly, exactly. And I might also add that the great majority of senators that came back to shake my hand were very grateful, very thankful, and supportive. And that was, I only made about one comment because the other senators answered the those that objected.
That's right. You know, as a matter of fact, I think the minority, one of the minority
it's
leaders,
always that Bonner, way. It's Bonner always for... that way, folks. And this is what we talk about continuously through the media. When something blows up like this, it's the minority, way in the minority, that makes the biggest noise, because the media is willing to give them an outsource to the people.
So I wonder.
This is not the majority. This is the minority.
They get the headlines.
That's right.
There are only probably three or four that objected, as far as I could tell.
And now, were all three or four of them actually senators in that room there?
Yes.
Okay, so they were. It wasn't like clerical reporters or secretaries or anything like that. I just can't see. I really can't see. If for Jewish folks, as a matter of fact, at the foundation of our country, one of the major funders of the Revolutionary War was a Jewish man, and he supported
That's
it.
Right.
Another Jewish man that supported Thomas Jefferson, who believed in religious equality. And when we're talking about religious equality, we all know that when our founders referred to the term religion, they were referring to Christian denominations. Any Jewish folks are going to understand that if this nation was not a Christian nation, what would you exchange it for? anybody in the world, for that matter.
No.
What would you exchange it for? Another intolerant religion that'll slit your throat if you don't say their particular creed? That's what you're begging for.
Yeah.
And in infidelity, there's no protection of human institutions or human governments or human rights. Our government does that. And again, I just applaud the fact that a man comes in and doesn't shy away from Jesus Christ either. We didn't do just a God prayer here. We're talking about the Christ of the Bible, because in him ensures our liberties.
This is how you lead.
It's exactly how you lead. What's been some of the feedback? Oh, go ahead.
One of the things that I really tried to keep in my mind is that I was not praying to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying to God.
That's right.
And we weren't trying to, in fact, some question if we were trying to irritate. Absolutely not. We weren't trying to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We were just trying to do what was right. And it's interesting, one of the senators talked to the Jews, but did you notice he quoted from the Old Testament?
Yeah.
And another point, I think, is that Jesus was a Jew.
Yep.
That's what people seem to forget.
And the whole basis of Christianity is off of that Mosaic institution.
One of the Jews said that if you pray to God, that's good enough. Well, then somebody else, atheist, could be offended.
That's right. Yeah.
That's not going to solve the problem. And not having prayer at all is not going to solve the problem, because then we're just going to have one freedom taken away after another.
Mm-hmm. So you said that a majority easily by far. Now, what's been the feedback since then? You get back, you know, after you say the prayer, there's a little hubbub by two or three people that, you know, I would call them whiners. That's just me personally, and maybe that's going a little too overboard. But so they whine a little bit and they whimper a little bit. You said the prayer. You go back. You're justified before God, first of all, which is how a preacher should be preaching. I mean, if you look at anybody who's serious in their office or in their, they want somebody who's absolutely non-compromising. When you bring a preacher in, what do you think you're going to get? Somebody that's going to make sure they don't offend anybody? We've got this new mentality.
Well, truth does that on its own. It's going to offend.
It does, yeah. Because your great love for Christ. So really what they're offended at is your love for Christ. So you go back home. You're justified. You're in your church. What's been the response since then?
Very positive.
Awesome.
Every email that I've received, and I've received a number, in fact, I received one from South Africa. And he sent a whole letter. But we've had probably 20 or so or more.
Now, what did the media blow this up into?
That have been positive. Well, our local paper had two articles, and they did not quote it complete from the AP. The AP article really was pretty good. It was fair, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Our paper put in about half, and then the next day they put in another article on Cook says Senate prayers are okay. And I think this is one thing that was very encouraging. The leadership of the Senate did not back down.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no concern about editing prayers. They weren't interested in censoring or editing prayers or anything like that.
Exactly.
And so I thought that was encouraging.
You know, it's like saying, I mean, if you flipped it back, it would be like saying to the senators, you know, we know you took an oath to uphold the Constitution, but part of the Constitution offends some of the people, so don't practice that part of the Constitution when you're in office. That's silly.
Yeah.
You can't muzzle a preacher.
Let's hear the response after Pastor prayed. What was the response from the woman that stood up? Can we go ahead and play that real quick, Carrie?
Ways I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. We want to see our land healed, and it can be healed if we turn to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Senator Bonoff.
Madam President, point of personal privilege.
Senator Bonoff, state your point of personal privilege.
Madam President, when we had our meeting with regard to the Senate rules, in my role as an assistant minority leader, I was in that conversation. I actually requested that we put in the rules that our prayer be non-denominational. And, Madam President, you at that time said, oh, that is not necessary. That is custom and usage. It is customary. We all know that our prayer should be non-denominational. Madam President,
customary.
This was a serious departure from that. And so
heavy.
There are many freshmen here
so
who
bad.
May not know the tradition in the Senate, but it is important, you know, as someone who is Jewish, that was quite uncomfortable for me. And I think it's very important that we in the Senate observe and respect the tradition that all faiths are welcome and respected, and that our prayer never be said in such a way as to leave any person in this chamber or, for that matter, any minister. Minnesotan left out. It is a tradition that we honor saying that prayer, and so I would urge you, Madam President, to use your role to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Okay, can you believe this lady?
No.
A Jewish woman
destroying her own foundation.
That's exactly what she's doing, yeah. Folks. And by the way, another individual stood up and said, listen, this is not rules. This is just basically...
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Welcome again back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Jake, go ahead and finish off that point really quick.
I just want to say, if anybody listening to that prayer, it was exactly what you would expect from a pastor. The one problem that folks had was the fact that he said Jesus.
That's
and he
right.
mentioned him, I think, two, maybe three times in that prayer.
Right.
But it was with conviction. It wasn't just, oh, Jesus. It was, yeah. Jesus, we are putting our firm reliance
Isn't
upon you.
Isn't that what
you.
The Pharisees used to do to Jesus Christ? 2,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they told the Pharisees after they had Jesus crucified, the Jews of the day that had Jesus crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it interesting that after that, they also, then when the apostles took on the resurrection by faith, the name of Jesus Christ, they commanded the disciples not to teach or preach in that name.
That's right. They had an issue with that name.
The name.
And also, too, another thing is there was plenty of Jewish folks in that day that didn't believe that Jesus was deity, but they had no issues with it, and we're talking about a select group of people,
name
and you generally
names,
are in power.
Bring them up.
The woman who was just on there, and this is the only one that I know of because
well,
she was on there.
No, maybe what we should do is get her
Senator
name
Bonoff.
Eradicated then, if that's what she's looking to do. She's looking to get rid of who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. Well, then why don't we help her maybe possibly
I
lose...
Think I think she should be less offended by the fact that somebody would name and pray in the name of Christ and be more offended at crime that's happening right in the state legislature.
Oh, no, let's not worry about that, Jake.
Don't point the finger inside. Isn't that what the Pharisees said? Don't point the finger inside to us. We got our own structure going here. This is the way it's
tradition. And that's exactly the word she used. The word tradition means attached to the old customs. And as a matter of fact, again, in the Bible, Jesus Christ rebuked these jokers for just that.
Yep. So what they're doing, and another thing, too, you need to understand is the First Amendment gives us religious freedom. Freedom for religion. That means a pastor comes in and he prays according to Christ. Now, that's the Senate's decision. There may be traditions, but traditions aren't held legal, liable, any of that sort of thing.
Was that highlighted, by the way? Do you have that piece? Carrie, I'm looking at Carrie, folks. Carrie, do you have the piece where the senator stood up and said that is not the rules?
Yep.
Yep. Do you have that?
That falls
okay,
right
she's
after
gonna pull that.
That
up. Go ahead.
Another one came in because he said it's tradition. Now, if the Senate wants to change, this is how these people operate. They need a judge, just one judge, or they need to keep it internally. They'd have to change these rules altogether down at Senate talking about praying. And really what they're talking about doing is censoring what a pastor can pray. Look, pastors don't come in and try to censor what the legislative branch is trying to do. And this is all because, again, the name Jesus. Folks, if you've got issues with this, it sounded like Senator Bonhoff did. Terry Bonhoff, I believe, is her first name.
Yeah.
Why don't you give her a call and let her know why don't you pay more attention to what's going on in your own halls rather than trying to censor a pastor?
I would like to see her record.
Yeah,
I would like to, because I bet you we're dealing with some things that she's overlooking the truth,
where
she wants the acceptance of the lying community.
Yep.
That's why she has a problem with the light of light of men.
But if a God-fearing pastor who obeys the laws of the land, who prays for his Senate every single week like he said he did, she's got a problem with him. Don't you think you should go chase criminals or protect the people's liberties in your state?
That's how you bring about leadership. Folks, if you want to know what leadership is when you see persecution or trouble like this for the right reasons, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing leadership in action there.
I think it was Dennis Prager that said something about Michelle Bachmann when he introduced him. He said, you can tell a lot about a man or a woman by the quality of their enemies. Now, what he's saying is she's not making enemies. Enemies are making her their enemy because of the truth that she stands for.
Yeah.
This, again, was Pastor Dennis Campbell from Grant City Baptist Church out in St. Cloud.
And we appreciate
you, and we appreciate you, and thank you for standing. Thank you very much. Now, this is what happened
after the senator got up and complained about the name of Jesus, and it was highly offended, highly offensive. I'm sorry. This is what was said after that.
By a fellow senator.
People began to stand up behind pastor and stand up for the truth.
Are provided with before they are invited here.
Thank you, Madam President. And I want to make sure, because you were speaking, that you heard the final piece of mine, which is if they are not willing to observe that and we discover that in their prayer, then they aren't invited back.
I don't want him back.
Certainly take that under consideration, Senator.
Madam President.
That a boy.
Senator Brown.
I do want to point out that this is not in the rules. It's tradition. And when we invite clergy, they should have the right to pray however they choose to pray, no matter what their beliefs are.
You got it.
If we need to change the rules, then we can look at changing the rules. But it's not in the rules. It's tradition. And clergy has the right to pray however they choose to pray.
With Moses and the Mosaic Institution all over the walls.
Yep. Who prophesied
of Christ. Capital.
That's right. That's
interesting.
Right.
Yeah, and they got a problem with Jesus, and the fact is that Jesus was a Jew, and that's one of the things Pastor brought up, too. You know, I had one joker locally say, you know, Bradley was anti-Semitic, and I thought to myself, wait a second, my Lord is Jewish. What the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And who was the first original church? They were Jews. Hello. There's no discrepancy here. There's no anti-anybody. There's an exaltation of the liberty, the morals, and the values that make up our state in Minnesota and this country.
Folks, speaking of which, this week I was talking to Jake, and it coincides with what we're talking about right now. But I said, a lady had asked the question, you know, we have some concerns about what's going on with all these mosques. And then Jake was teaching his constitutional course, and I said, Jake, now show me constitutionally, show me that straight and narrow, because we know religion means Christianity. That's for our religion and the denominations under the umbrella of religion and the wording of our forefathers was Christian denominations.
That's right.
It wasn't outside of that.
Those were who were protected.
That's right. And I said, Jake, I need some ammo on this. And the question is why do conservatives always seem to begin any argument by completely capitulating, in other words, giving power over to the enemy, to the underlying premise of the liberal position? Pay attention. What's frustrating is that once this surrender to the enemy of principle occurs, the argument is lost. That's exactly right. That's why, America, you need to be careful when you get pulled into debates. Mm-hmm. Truth is truth. Don't move from that. That's having your feet upon the rock. This belies the basic flaw of conservative politics. Conservatives are always losers because they don't apply the fixed standard of the Bible or the Constitution. They would rather stand on their opinion rather than on the truth. That's where they always lose the battle. And by the way, that's exactly what the Lord would said. That man's a fool. Mm-hmm. But I'll liken him unto a wise man who hears my word and does them. That's a big difference. Keep your feet upon the rock.
Yeah, rocks
aren't compromising. Don't go to your opinion. Don't go to it because your pastor said it. Don't go to it because of some senator saying it. No. What does the Bible say and what does the Constitution say? Again, conservatives are always losing because they don't apply the fixed standard of the Bible or the Constitution. Instead, they settle for a lesser version of the liberal agenda. Folks, a liberal in the 60s compared to what a liberal is today is the difference between the right and the left. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. The conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They're pretending that they have a separate viewpoint. I'm not saying all conservatives, but a lot of them, what you're talking about here. They pretend like they have an opposite view of liberals. They don't. They just have a slightly slower path to get to the same end game. That's basically what it comes down to. And as a result, they're proving that just because they can move slower, liberals are being honest, coming straight off the bat, saying this is where we're going. A conservative doesn't really know where he's going if he's willing to capitulate.
Because, again, what they don't realize is a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
That's right.
And they debate with the leaven when the Lord said, no, don't tolerate the leaven because that will spoil the lump. Don't be defiled.
Yeah. And hence, going back to your original point, when Christ said, I will liken him unto a man that set his house upon a rock. A rock is uncompromising. That's why it's used for a foundation. If you mix cement and you have a compromised principle or material in that cement, it will break. So people cast that away. They want solid, confirmed rocks.
For example, the mosque at Ground Zero. Harry Reid, the liberal, said that he respects the right to religious freedom. Sarah Palin, the conservative, says, we all know that they have the right to do it, but should they? They're both wrong. The First Amendment says that the Congress can't prohibit the right to free exercise of religion. The word religion means an orthodox denomination of biblical Christianity. It doesn't mean Hinduism or Buddhism or Mohammedism. Listen to what the Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story said way back in 1833. He said the real object of the First Amendment was not to countenance Mohammedism or Judaism or infidelity, atheist folks, but to exclude all rivalry among Christian denominations. Therefore, there is no constitutional right to worship Allah. By accepting the false premise of the right loses every time it debates. And let me ask you something, America. If that's not the case, are you winning the battle? Is talk radio winning? Is Fox Radio winning? No, because they're debating. They're continuously debating. How about reading the Constitution and how about reading the facts from a biblical mosaic institution? Then debate from there. What they'll find is there is no debate.
Yeah, no, there's
then
not.
They have to stand up and actually execute the truth to maintain who we are as Americans and as Christians. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And properly understood, conservatism, really what it means is it's a reaction to a political philosophy.
The word means preserver.
Well, in truth, but I'm talking about the party now that would call themselves conservatives. This is what you have to be careful of, that you're not reactionary. In other words, okay, well, what are the socialists going to say? Where's their emotions? What is their feelings on this issue? Because, again, going back to that word, I'm not going to cater to that. I'm going to stay fixed and solid. And you'll find that when you go back to the Bible that you have to be fixed and solid.
When we come back after this break, I want to take it another step. I want to go through the process of naturalization. I'm going to ask you some questions, folks, and see what the foreigners have to actually pass the constitutional course before they can enter into our country. And I'm going to put Jake to the test in front of America.
Woo.
So we'll see how good he does. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.